Good Sunday morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news. The Huron County Sheriff's Office provided an update regarding a Harbor Beach truck driver who previously had been reported missing. According to the authorities, after speaking with the man and others connected to the situation, investigators determined that his actions were voluntary. Officials said there was no evidence he was held against his will, exploited, or the victim of any criminal activity. The statement noted that some of the man's decisions may have been affected by post-traumatic stress related to prior military service. No additional details are being released at this time. The Sheriff's Office also expressed appreciation to the Genesee County Sheriff's Office, Saginaw County Sheriff's Office, Michigan State Police, and the Buena Vista Police Department for their assistance during the investigation. Fire crews across the county responded to two major structure fires Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning, keeping departments busy for several hours. The first call came in at 9:30 p.m. on February 11th when Oliver Township and Owendale firefighters were dispatched to a residence on Seaboing Road, just west of Moore Road, for a fully engulfed barn fire. Witnesses reported seeing flames visible for 2 to 3 miles away, and the barn is believed to be a total loss. Just a few hours later, at approximately 1:36 a.m., on February 12th, Port Austin and Kindy fire departments were called to the 700 block of Cove Drive in Port Austin for a house fire. Multiple neighboring departments, including Bad Axe, Port Hope, Caseville, and Oliver Township, provided mutual aid at the scene. The home is also expected to be a total loss. We thank our first responders for their tireless efforts they put into keeping our communities safe. A new proposal in the Michigan House aims to help small businesses suffering from extended construction or road closure delays. The measure would create a grant program allowing affected businesses to apply for up to $15,000 in assistance. The bill's sponsor, Julie Rogers, Democrat from Kalamazoo, described the legislation as a practical way to support local economies, noting it would establish a standing policy framework for lawmakers to fund each year. The proposal is slated for a formal reading during the House's next session on Wednesday. And we'll return right after this.
Right now, in the United States, millions of kids are living with hunger. This is something we can't ignore, but there is an answer. When kids get healthy meals, they have greater focus, more energy, and higher grades. Nothing is more important than feeding the hopes and dreams of children. To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org right now.
And we're back with more news. A SpaceX Dragon capsule successfully docked with the International Space Station yesterday, restoring the crew to its full capacity. The arrival of four new astronauts follows a rare medical evacuation in January that left station under staff for several weeks. The new crew, including NASA's Jessica Mayer, Jack Hathaway, will spend the next 8 months conducting experiments in marine biology and physics. NASA has maintained medical privacy regarding the evacuated astronaut, but confirmed the research operations have now fully resumed. In Addis Ababa, the African Union officially launched the Achieve Africa Consortium, a 20-country initiative designed to secure vaccine and therapeutic sovereignty for the continent. The project aims to establish R&D hubs that can develop medicines tailored to specific genetic diversity of African populations. The initiative is backed by the Africa CDC and has already secured commitments for local manufacturing plants in Nigeria and Rwanda. Leaders stated that the goal is to move away from a reliance on international aid and toward a self-sustaining medical infrastructure. And we'll return right after this for a look at our weather with Steve Adamson.
ThumbNot.net, your ultimate destination for staying in the loop about all the exciting events and happenings around the Thumb region. Discover a vibrant community calendar that's just a click away. From festivals to fundraisers, concerts to workshops, ThumbNot.net has it all covered. Don't miss out on the action. Visit ThumbNot.net's community calendar and make sure you're always in touch with what's trending in your area. Join the ThumbNot.net community calendar and never miss a moment. ThumbNot.net, your guide to the thumb.